Hello, hello. Welcome to Black and Chipped. I am Fee. I will be your host. Thank you for coming back to this wonderful, brand spanking new podcast that I know you will enjoy. Today, by popular demand, we will be talking about the Astrology for Dummies, the Astrology 101. We will just be chatting, you know, getting to know, becoming familiar with the terms that I've mentioned in the past podcasts and that I'll be mentioning in future podcasts. I promise you, this is very useful information, more useful than any business technique you're ever going to learn, more useful than any maths you'll ever learn. Definitely super, super useful. You say psychology, I say astrology. This stuff is so helpful, and so stick around if you want to learn a little bit more about yourself and your friends. Now, in astrology, there are loads of different factors that affect every single person. So when you are born, you are kind of assigned a chart, a whole birth chart with a whole lot of information about you and only you. The astrology that you might think of, the mainstream astrology, only really focuses on your sun sign, which we will get into, but astrology is so much more than that. There are different planets that affect different parts of your personality. There are different houses which those planets can go into, and the houses are kind of like different sections and parts of your life that will be affected by the different planets. There are different intersections that the different planets can have with each other, and all of these will affect who you are and what you do and what you like and all of that stuff. So it's definitely not just your sun sign, what you see in your horoscope, Cosmopolitan magazine, even though we love those. We love those because when they tell us we're going to meet a hot boy next week, we want to believe it, because I also want to meet a hot boy, you know what I mean? So just to explain that. So I hope this doesn't come off as like a university lecture or some kind of seminar that people are forced to go to. It's not supposed to be. But, you know, we need to know these things. We need to understand astrology. So the elements, okay, we'll start off with air. There are four elements: air, fire, water, and earth. So air signs, they are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Super chill signs. Sometimes can come off as quite unfeeling. Like, obviously, within the signs, there's different, like, specifications of all the different things and blah-de-blah, blah-de-blah. But the air signs are generally, like, quite free-spirited. They kind of want to do their own thing. They don't really want to be tied down to anything. Like air, they're kind of up there. You obviously get different intersections. Like Libra would be quite an emotional air sign, and so they would be like an air sign that wants to be a water sign. So, you know, you get the vibe, you get the vibe. And then we have the water signs, which are Scorpio, Cancer, and Pisces. Now, they are seen as the more emotional signs. They're seen as the signs that are more intuitive, in touch with their feelings, and they will let you know, let me tell you. Then we have the fire signs, which are Aries, Sagittarius, and Leo. And those are seen as signs that are very, like, energetic. They're like fire. They're hot. They're passionate. They have all these feelings that they're going to tell you, and they're going to be outside, and they're going to be impulsive. And then we have earth signs that are very grounded. They are the signs that are, in my opinion, a little boring, but I'm not going to hate. They are grounded, they kind of graft, they work hard, they do their thing, they appreciate the earthly pleasures that life has to offer. So within the planets, there are personal planets and there are outer planets. So the personal planets are the inner planets, the ones that affect your personality, the ones that kind of change either daily, biweekly, monthly, hourly, whatever. And then there are outer planets that kind of more affect the external environment that you were born into. So today we'll be only talking about the personal planets because I don't think anyone will be interested in the outer planets. I'm not that interested in the outer planets, and this is my podcast. So you will get what I give you. So the one that we all know, the one that we all get fed, the one that is based on our actual birthday, that is the sun sign. So people think that the sun sign is the most important sign. It's not. It's just a factor, a portion of your chart, and it really just dictates your individuality, your ego, the general you vibe. It's the sun, it's the center of the solar system. So it's kind of just like giving the general energy, but not to be confused with the first house, which we will also be discussing later, because the first house is very, very important as well. The sun rules Leo, and so you'll notice and find that every planet rules a sign or two signs. And so you will kind of get to understand the planets themselves by the signs. So you can associate the planets with like people you know or personality traits that you've heard of. It becomes easy, I promise. Then there's your moon sign. Your moon sign is your more emotional side, your intuition, how you are when the doors are closed, how you are when you're comfortable with people. And that is the ruler of Cancer. So you can understand by what I've said before in the roast, plug myself, go listen to it, that Cancers are emotional. So it would make sense that the moon rules that side. It's kind of the shadow side of the sun, the more hidden part of yourself that you would keep close to you. Mercury. Mercury is the sign of communication, skill, learning. It's kind of like, I imagine Mercury to kind of be like if it was a motivational speaker and it was chatting to you, or someone who had the gift of the gab. Mercury is kind of that in my mind, and it rules Gemini and Virgo, and both Gemini and Virgo are very, very good communicators. Virgo, because they're trying to tell you how perfect they want you to be, and Gemini, because they're probably trying to con you out of something. Love Gemini. I was going to say love them both, but we all know I don't. Next up, we have Venus. Venus is my favorite planet. I think it's because it's just so wonderfully sensual. It rules sensuality and romance and how you enjoy things and how you take pleasure in things of life. And so naturally, it would rule Taurus and Libra, both of which are just truly fabulous signs, truly incredible. They love things. You know, those people who just like things, the people who know exactly where to go to eat, the people who have all the nicest clothes and accessories. Those people are probably Tauruses. Libras just like to look good. They don't really care that much more about the brands. They're not that into it, but they like to look good. The Libras, I always say, the person that's good looking and your friend, probably a Libra. Then we have Mars. Mars is a bit of a scary planet for me personally. As an individual, I struggle to really dive into the aggression of life, but Mars is a planet of physical action, aggression, first impulses, conflict, war, and sex drive. So if you are that kind of freaky deaky kind of person, you can find out your Mars sign and know what kind of person you are in that context. Mars rules Aries. And so that impulsivity of Aries, that brashness of Aries, that's very Martian. And you can probably tell that like Venus is more feminine energy and Mars is traditionally more masculine energy, according to astrology. Saturn is the house of like ambition, structure, realism. It's definitely the more like, I don't know, Saturn would be like a business person. Saturn would be the CEO. Saturn thinks they're in charge, but we all know that the sun is the center. And maybe I'm biased to the sun because I'm a Leo, but yeah, Saturn definitely has their stuff together. I imagine if the planets were all individual people, Saturn would be the one telling the group what to do, where to go. Saturn has their shit sorted. And Saturn rules Capricorn. And like I said, Capricorn is the definition of get that bread, get that head, and leave. Capricorn knows what's going on. They only get what they want, and they've got their head screwed on right. And finally, the last of the personal planets is Jupiter. Jupiter is the sign of opportunity and optimism, health and wealth. So it's like the material side, kind of like Saturn, except more like wishy-washy, more like that excited friend that always sees the bright side of things. It's definitely not an indicator of like you are going to have a depressing health life if you have a Scorpio in this sign, not at all. It's just that's just kind of the vibe that you will go through. And Jupiter rules Sagittarius. So again, Sagittarius is known for being super optimistic, super just like freedom seeking, wanting to go for things all the time. And yeah. And I'm not talking about houses in this, but I want to talk about the rising sign, which is called the rising sign. It's called the ascendant. It's called the first house. So the rising sign is basically what constellation was on the horizon while you were being born. So it changes like every few hours. And so, I mean, there are only 12 rising signs because there are only 12 signs, but you won't have the same rising sign as like everyone born on your day. And the rising sign is also the first house, which is the house of self. So people think that the sun sign is the most important, but I would argue that the rising sign is actually the most important because the houses dictate the areas of your life while the planets dictate the parts of your personality. And if the first house is the house of self, whatever planet you will have your rising sign in. So let's say I have my moon in Sagittarius. So my rising sign is also Sagittarius. So my moon is in my first house, which is my rising sign, which would mean that I am very open about my emotions. Like my emotions are quite out there. They're very, very, my intuition is a very, very important part of my general personality, and your rising sign is, I think, the most important part of your chart. If you're going to remember one sign, don't remember your sun sign, remember your rising sign. It is the general energy of your whole chart. It is your soul. It is yourself as a person on this earth right now. So if you don't know what time you're born, do not fret, my dear child. It is okay. You just won't know your rising sign and your houses, which is fine. It's okay. We still get you. We still understand your vibes. I'll still hang out with you if you don't know what time you were born. Don't you worry. But I definitely want to emphasize that while your rising sign is important, it is not the most important. Your planets will tell you about your personality. It's a lot more fun. It's about pop astrology. You don't want to be predicting the future. So if you don't have your time of birth, don't even worry, just a little bit. And you can check all of these things. I wish I had my own website, but unfortunately, I am not an astrologer. But you can go to Cafe Astrology, you can go to astro.com, you can go to CoStar, which is an app, and you can go to The Pattern, I think. Yeah, The Pattern, that's also an app. And they will tell you all those things if you punch in that information. Also, you can just go into Google and say my birth chart, and it'll give you all the information that you could possibly need. Thank you so much for listening to this lesson in astrology. It has been so fun to teach you everything that I know, which is not a lot at all. Please remember, take with a pinch of salt. I is not astrologer. Please understand that this is just my little fun hobby. I'm just a regular Cape Town gal who's still learning things. And so this is more of a learning together thing. If one day we get super popular with this podcast and there are people who want to correct me, go ahead, please do. I would really, really appreciate any kind of correction that I receive. But yeah, I hope you enjoyed.